You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. Well, you've heard a lot about the new Biden tax plan. What's that going to do for you, especially if you've got capital gains and you need a guide to help get you through it? With us now is Brett Swartz. We'd like to know what your opinion is of this Biden tax plan. Send us an email to kl@carrielutz.com. Brett, your organization, Capital Gains Tax Solutions, this is right up your alley. First, tell us what the Biden tax plan is going to do.
Yeah, I mean, we like to describe it as the perfect storm, right? That's happening right now on so many levels for a lot of people. The biggest thing that we're focused on is the capital gains tax rate being potentially increased on the federal level from about 20% to about 39.6%. And this is on in taxing it as well as long-term capital gains being taxed as ordinary income. Now, this is for taxpayers with taxable income above $1 million, right? So it's important to understand that. But if you're selling something that's highly appreciated and that happens to be above $1 million, guess what? That is, you just become a millionaire, right? In the sense of how they will deem it applying to you. So the challenge is most people, when they go to sell something, you know, they want to defer the tax and they don't want to necessarily get hammered with the tax. And so finding good viable solutions is the first thing for capital gains tax. The second one has to do with the stepped up basis. So there are talks about limiting this or eliminating the stepped up basis, which has been around for decades and decades. And essentially what that means, Carrie, is if you own, let's say, a house or a property or business, and you bought it 30, 40 years ago, let's say for $100,000 and it's worth $2 million today. Well, if you were to pass away in the past, your heirs would get a stepped up basis, meaning that $2 million new basis would be applied and they could sell it and get out capital gains tax free. What now he's proposing is to take that away, which can trigger a bunch of stuff that's going to be challenging for Americans.
All right. So it's just bad news all the way around. Even if you don't consider yourself rich, you could be considered rich under the tax code and taxed accordingly, couldn't you?
Absolutely. So the Tax Foundation did a survey. And what's really interesting is you know, when you see in the media, oh, for those making more than $500,000 a year or those making more than $1 million a year. Well, what they found was it's a very transient type of individual. They might say it only affects 500,000 individuals for this new tax proposal. But what they don't realize is that's typically 500,000 new people per year that are happening to be doing some kind of event. And so it's actually in the multi-millions of Americans who are going to get hit with this. And the best scenario, and the best story of this, again, is somebody who started a business or piece of real estate they bought, blood, sweat, and tears 20, 30, 40 years ago. They may be only making $80,000 to $150,000 a year. Pretty modest, you know, for a family, let's say in America, but they're going to sell and get their big event here. And that event is going to be, let's say, $1.5 to $3 million, right? And now all of a sudden they're in the new, oh, they're the ultra rich or they're extra rich. Well, yeah, for that given year, right? But then the government, what's happening now is in like California, for example, it's 37% on the minimum without depreciation recapture. If you add the federal additional, let's say about 20%, it's going to be 57%. So you can look at 57% on the minimum state, federal, Obamacare, and California. And now it's just, you go, at what point does it disincentivize people from doing a lot of business? I don't know. That's a good question to maybe ask you, Carrie.
Yeah, well, I don't know the answer to it because this thing is all speculative. There's a lot of resistance to it. Is it actually going to pass? That's really the question, isn't it?
That's the main question. And will it be modified? I think most of the folks that I've been studying and following, they start with a high number, Carrie, right? They say, we're going to double it from 20 to 40, and perhaps they meet halfway. It's the art of negotiation. You know, start with a high number and work your way back. And so we'll see what actually goes through. The other side of it is, who knows what's going to happen in another 4 years or 8 years. Let's say if Biden stays in for eight and the administration changes, do they bring back in the stepped up basis? Do they bring back the 1031 exchange? We don't know. What we do know is there's about, you know, over $27 trillion or so in debt. And the government's, you know, let's just say running out of money, and they're looking for ways to get more tax. Unfortunately, we, you know, of course, don't believe this is the best way to do it. The best way is to incentivize the study of macroeconomics, businesses to grow and to thrive and to create more jobs. And there's more tax revenue that comes from that, not to do the opposite, which is stifle, you know, reasons for selling or building more business.
All right. So what do you think you can do to try to avoid the tax trap here?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Today's show is brought to you by Mustango River Resources. Their flagship projects are located in Kirkland Lake, an established gold camp that has historically produced over 70 million ounces of gold. The Kirkland West Project is a high-grade gold project beside Kirkland Lake Gold's world-class Macassa Gold Mine, one of the highest-grade mines in the world. The Umeja Project is an advanced-stage project with 600,000-plus ounces of gold along the Cadillac Break, 25 kilometers east of Macassa. Their projects have the potential to transform into another world-class mining camp in the Kirkland Lake District. Make sure you go over to mistango.com. That's mistango.com. Take a look and sign up for notifications. Stock is traded on the Canadian Stock Exchange, ticker symbol MIS. For more information and to sign up for notifications, go to mistango.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, so there's always something, right? And I avoid is probably not the best word, except for you can, you know, of course, call your local representatives and try to persuade them not to, you know, raise taxes on businesses or individuals that are of any kind for this, especially capital gains tax. As far as other alternatives, there's different things, and there's always something there. I mean, what we specialize in is the deferred sales trust, and we've been busy even before Biden was elected. Because of what the other perfect storm, which is the baby boomers, right? And they've been facing one of the largest amount of wealth transfers ever. And the world's actually facing that. In fact, the American Banker Association found there's about $17 to $20 trillion that's going to pass from their one generation to the next in the next 20 years. And this is known as the largest wealth transfer in the history of the planet. There's about 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day. And there's about 77 million in the U.S. alone. And so 50% of their wealth is tied to high-end primary homes, businesses, private equity, and commercial real estate. Now, this takes up a lot of time and energy, right? It can be stressful dealing with rent control, dealing with toilets, trash, and liability. And a lot of these folks want to retire, but again, they're facing that capital gains tax. So having a plan, having a solution like the deferred sales trust to sell, defer the tax, gain liquidity, diversification, pay off debt, we believe is a great, great solution. There's also things like opportunity zones that have been I think it's kind of mixed reviews on that. If you can find a nice deal, great, go for it. But that's typically illiquid, tied up for 10 years into a real estate project, typically ground up development, which can be sometimes risky. Not knowing how long it's going to take to start getting cash flow on those things. So A, start with a plan. B, make sure you clarify your vision. And then C, work with professionals to help you execute that plan.
Yeah. So you think there's still alternatives available to avoid the confiscatory bite of the tax plan?
Yeah, defer is a better word, right? So not tax avoidance, but tax deferral. And by the way, what are things like that? Kind of like a 401k, kind of like an IRA. The deferred sales trust is a deferral mechanism that helps to keep the funds from going into your personal account and keep the funds flowing in the economy, which keeps tax revenues actually growing. So that's a 93-year old law. It's known as an installment sale. And again, I say it's kind of like a 401k or an IRA, because instead of, let's say, taking that income, paying the tax on that, you can park it in these vehicles and defer it until a later date, of which it can grow grow. Now, as you receive payments from these vehicles, you pay tax. And that's essentially what the deferred sales trust is. I mean, we just closed a deal last week for a gentleman. He owned a $2.5 million apartment complex, and he's owned it for 30 years. He had no depreciation, no debt, and he was looking at about $1 million as the tax liability, where he's looking to retire. He's in his 70s. And so he sold, and instead of paying that tax or having to go buy another building, he deferred all of the tax. And now he's living off the interest of the $2.5 million instead of the $1.5 million, and then he can pass it to his kids, and his kids can keep going. And the government likes it, we believe, because that money is invested in the economy, right? It's in stocks, bonds, mutual funds. It's in other real estate assets, and that creates jobs, that creates tax revenue. So it's actually a win-win for everybody. So yes, Carrie, there are things out there. I think there always will be, but the key is making a plan today and then again, executing when it comes up.
All right. So we don't really know what's going to pass. There's certainly an increase coming. How much is really the question? Nobody is really in a position to make that judgment right now. But obviously, the government needs money. They're maybe hitting end of money printing, or at least limitations on how much they can print. So they got to come after you, the American taxpayer. And short of not making money, what else can you do here?
Besides defer, not make any money or not sell, I guess you just don't sell, right? And that stifles business and growth. And so if you don't sell, there's nothing to realize. But again, that doesn't solve the real issue for folks who want to have alternatives and have other things. But not sell, Carrie, is always an option.
Right. All right. Hey, Brett, so we want to find out more about you, connect with you on the web. Where do we find you?
Sure. You can go to capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. That's capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. You can also search YouTube or iTunes. We have a podcast. As well, I'd like to mention, this also works for the sale of cryptocurrency. That's been very hot right now. Values are way up. You can sell your cryptocurrency, Ethereum, Bitcoin, whatever, defer the tax and move it into a diversified liquid portfolio of real estate and securities. It also works for primary homes and businesses. So again, capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. And if you're a business professional listening to this, you can go to experttaxsecrets.com and you can learn how the deferred sales trust can grow your business.
All right. Excellent. And there's a link in the show notes to this interview on Financial Survival Network to Brett's website. And don't hesitate to send us an email, kl@carrielutz.com. Brett, thanks so much for coming on, updating us on the current state of affairs in tax land in DC. And we'll see what new torture they come up with. And all, just send us an email. Any questions, we'll forward it off to Brett, kl@carrielutz.com. Brett, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on.
Carrie, my pleasure. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.